Hours to Protect on Beat.
I'm at the home of Kilkenny's reigning senior hurling champions, O'Loughlin Gaels, sitting on 14 acres in Kilkenny City.
The unusual thing about this club is that we're just on the edge of Kilkenny City, opposite Nolan Park. But while we're very much a city-based club, we include the people of Johnswell and Dunmore from very much a rural area as well.
I'm looking up at their newly installed LED pitch side lighting, which has transformed the club's pitch and helped to reduce their carbon footprint. With me is Eddie Buckley, Chair of Adult Hurling at the club.
There weren't lights here before. At the back of the pitch here, there were some old lighting infrastructure, probably 20 years old, very inefficient, very costly to run, and just not modern and fit for purpose.
35 teams call O'Loughlin Gaels home.
That's men's, ladies, children's and adults. And the clubhouse as well, it has a large gymnasium, and we cater for, say, handball, Irish dancing, choir, basketball, volleyball. So we're a real community facility.
And about 2 years ago, the club made the decision to reduce the carbon footprint.
We're hyper-conscious about the impact of climate change at the moment. We're experiencing it daily, weekly in terms of, say, the readiness of our pitches for our games. And that's a very demanding process. So we know as a community facility that we need to be front and centre to this.
So, with that in mind, O'Loughlin Gaels approached the South East Energy Agency to reduce their carbon footprint and energy costs.
My name is Michael Kinchela. I work as a project delivery engineer with South East Energy Agency.
This is the third time that O'Loughlin Gaels have worked with the South East Energy Agency. They worked together on two other energy upgrade projects, which included insulating the clubhouse and installing solar panels. O'Loughlin Gaels received a Better Energy Community Grant provided by the Sustainable Energy Authority of Ireland, or SEAI, which the South East Energy Agency helped the club secure.
We do all the hard work. Obviously there's a lot of documentation and form filling. We do all that. We do the checks throughout the whole process. We do quality insurance checks. We make sure all the documentation is in order for to reach the criteria that's required by SEAI. We look at a fabric first approach. So Eddie explained that he's done the fabric of the building first. He pumped the walls, he done the windows, and he's done the PV panels. And it's kind of a journey. So this is his third step.
And that third step includes that LED pitch side lighting, which has transformed O'Loughlin Gaels.
You know, the old lighting system wasn't fit for purpose. It was a metal halide lighting, incandescent lighting. If I was to compare like for like, we've probably saved about 7,500 kilowatt hours per annum and probably about 2 tons of carbon by doing what we've done here. And as well as that, we've moved the lux level. The original lux level of the lighting was 200 lux. We've gone to 360 lux, which enables a class 1 GA status. So full matches can be played here at night time.
What we really needed to do was have a facility where we could extend the season. And very much the way the adult games are gone as well is more and more they progress well in beyond September into October. And if you're really successful at a county and national level, you can go right through to January as well. So we needed this facility, but we wanted to do it in a way that was energy efficient and I suppose respected the type of challenges that we're experiencing at the moment, be it from a climate perspective or be it just from, say, energy conservation. Climate action is something we're thinking about. I'll give you an example this year. You know, for our teams, we went away from plastic bottles where we had a sponsor for, say, some plastic bottles. And in actual fact, we went back to, say, the refill bottles. All of us working together, our 1,000 members, we believe we certainly can make a difference.
Hours to Protect is funded by Commission na Mban with a television licence fee and is a partnership between Beat 102-103 and the Independent Broadcasters of Ireland. Check out hourstoprotect.ie for more info.